You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
I suppose we should think about getting up.
Not yet, it's Sunday.
Friday.
What about it?
Well, Friday's your birthday.
I don't wish to be reminded, thank you.
What do you want to do?
Nothing.
What, you don't want to have a party?
No, I do not.
Not even if I lay on a traditional Native American cleansing ceremony.
Stop it.
Oh, she does seem to make a habit of it, don't she? First the purple swimming pool in her underwear, and now practically burning down her own house. Oh, I wish I'd been there.
No, you don't. It was deeply embarrassing.
Are you sure you wouldn't like a party?
Absolutely.
Not even a small one?
Harrison, I'm only too well aware that this is the very last Sunday morning of my 20s. This time next week, I shall be officially over the hill.
Oh, you think I'm over the hill?
It's different for you.
How?
You've got a proper job, like a grown-up. And I'm struggling to get my business off the ground.
Well, isn't it lucky you found yourself a nice grown-up man with a nice, well-paid job?
I want to make my own way in the world. Thank you very much.
Oh, and you will, when the Ambridge Tea Service really gets going.
If it ever does.
Oh, of course it will. I've got money on it, remember?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got to do something for your birthday.
No, we haven't.
Oh, come on.
I'm going to do my very best to ignore it, and I'm relying on you to do the same. So I don't want any sort of fuss.
I thought you liked fuss.
No. No, you're not to go spending money, OK? No expensive presents. No posh nights out.
OK. OK, I get the message.
Do you?
Yes.
You promise?
Cross my heart and hope to die.
Because I should warn you. You know, if there's one thing that I really, really hate...
Oh, only one thing.
It's surprises. So don't you dare go getting ideas.
Am I at least allowed to buy you a drink?
I'm working on Friday night.
Okay, well, just a swift half in the flood bar then.
Chanting? Drumming, incense, you name it.
Smoking a pipe apiece?
Yeah, well, smoking something, I dare say. Anyway, the whole thing got rather out of hand and set the fire alarms off. And apparently there's a link to this security company from when it was a holiday cottage.
How do you know all this?
Well, Fallon was there.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. So, anyway, the security company calls up Brian. Yeah. And he turns out in his pyjamas to find Kate and this bunch of drunken women trying to figure out how to turn the alarm off. Well, look, here she is.
What?
Kenton's just been telling me about Kate's housewarming party.
Oh, Kenton, you don't have to go spreading it all around the village.
Why not? It's hilarious.
I just feel...
And Lord knows we could all do with a few laughs.
I feel a bit sorry for Kate.
Why?
Because, well, you know...
No.
Her marriage is on the rocks.
And whose fault is that?
Well, she's come home to try and make a fresh start, but... She somehow ends up getting into these epic scrapes.
Poor little rich girl, eh? Yeah,
exactly.
No, there's more to Kate than that.
She's got a roof over her head.
And an indulgent dad who'll always bail her out.
Yeah. I'm not so sure. Brian was furious. Mm. And as for poor Phoebe...
Phoebe was there?
Yeah. I don't think she'll be spending much time round at Kate's place in future.
Afternoon!
Hi!
Oh, there you are, Mike.
Oh, sorry I'm late.
I got you in a pint, I hope. That's okay.
Brilliant. Well, cheers, mate.
Anyway, must get on.
So, you all set for the move?
Oh, Vicky's like a whirling dervish, packing things up, chucking stuff out.
But we cleared everything out of the shed.
Oh, that was just the start. Hey, that reminds me. What's this about the fete being cancelled?
What?
Yeah, shame that, isn't it?
No.
Oh, Vicky had a great box of stuff packed up for the White Elephant stall. Phones up Linda to ask what she should do with it. Linda says no fete this year.
No. We can't cancel the fete.
Oh, I thought you were on the committee.
Yeah, but I couldn't go to the meeting. I had to sort my MOT out.
Well, apparently they're going to be digging up the village green.
Who are?
The council. It's all about stopping the flooding. Something to do with the drains.
You're digging up the green?
Well, not all of it, obviously, but it's going to be very disruptive. And let's face it, the fate's not high on people's list of priorities at the moment.
Yes, it is. We've got to keep village life going.
Well, anyway, that's what your committee decided.
Oh, great. And it didn't cross their minds to consult people like me and Jolene, whose livelihoods depend on it. We can't survive without events like that.
Oh, sorry, mate. It's not my fault.
Can I ask you something, Jolene?
Yeah, what?
What's Fallon's favourite film?
Favourite film? I've no idea.
She's mentioned E.T.
She was nuts about that when she was little, but these days she's more into, you know...
Rom-coms?
Yeah, she likes a bit of sloppy romance.
Oh. Four weddings and a funeral.
Oh, that sort of thing.
Annie Hall?
Oh, she isn't that keen on Woody Allen.
When Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, she quite likes that one. Wouldn't say it was her favourite.
Shakespeare in Love.
That's Gwyneth Paltrow, isn't it?
What's wrong with Gwyneth Paltrow?
Oh, and she likes musicals.
Except for Les Miserables.
Yeah, she thought that was rubbish.
Woman of taste, then.
And she likes a bit of dancing.
Ooh, Dirty Dancing.
It's a bit before her time, isn't it?
Flash dance?
Yeah, and that. Well, why do you want to know, anyhow?
Well, it's her birthday on Friday.
Oh, don't even mention it.
Oh, I know.
She'll bite your head off.
She already did.
I can't believe it's 30 years since she was that little scrap of a thing, bawling her head off every night.
I want to do something nice for her, but she won't even talk about it.
Well, don't go planning a surprise. She hates surprises.
Oh, I know she says that.
No, she really does.
So I've got to get it right. And what I thought is, now that you've got your new big screen TV up here, I could get hold of a DVD and secretly invite all her friends along.
What, here, in the flood bar?
Well, if that's all right with you.
So you want to have a private screening?
Of Fallon's all-time favourite film.
In here, on Friday night?
What do you say?
As a birthday surprise?
Yeah.
You're mad.
I can't get over the feeling I'm doing things backwards.
How do you mean?
Well, most people, when they get my age, they're thinking about leaving the city, aren't they? Trying to the country or seaside or wherever, somewhere quiet.
Well, it's not noisy where you're going, is it?
It's Birmingham.
Ah, no. I mean, where you're going to be living?
Well, it's a quiet road for a city, but I did notice the ambulances.
Ambulances?
Yeah, and the police cars. Well, there's some traffic lights at the end of the road, and when they drive through, they're ripped with these ear-splitting sirens.
Oh, well, you'll soon get used to it.
Have to, won't I? Anyway, this party on Thursday.
What about it?
We ain't going to no trouble, I hope.
No, I'm not. Can't speak for Susan, though.
Ah.
One of the reasons I said to meet up for a drink was to get out from under her feet.
Why? What's she got planned?
Cocktails.
Okay.
And canapes.
Canapes?
Yes. Vicky'll like it.
Oh, yeah. Well, right up her street. What exactly are canapés?
Oh, well, you know, bits of crackers with stuff on top.
Oh, I'll tell you one good thing, though. Brenda's going to be here.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Still got a load of stuff stashed in our attic. It's got to be shifted.
Yeah. Be sad for her, won't it?
Yeah. Sad for all of us.
Yeah.
But Roy's still here, isn't he? Cottage may be sold, but the rest of Willow Farm's still in Tucker hands. For the time being, anyway.
And you'll still be around for a while yet.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll be back and forth to Ambridge for a few weeks. Maybe months if I can't get shot of the milk round.
Well, you'll come back and visit anyway, won't you?
Yeah, of course I will. Well, don't get rid of us that easy.
Well, you should have gone to the meeting.
I simply cannot believe that it didn't occur to one single person on that committee what cancelling the fade would mean for us.
They've all got their own priorities.
Oh, they can't see further than the end of their own stupid noses. What about village morale? I mean, we picked ourselves up and carried right on after the flood. Yeah. Look what we did at Easter. And didn't everyone say, this is the way to deal with disaster? Spirit of the Blitz, keep calm and carry on.
Yeah, but if they're having to dig up the green...
Well, it's not going to be the whole green, is it? And if necessary, we can use our car park.
The car park?
Yeah, why not? Stalls all round the outside, dead handy for the beer garden. There's plenty of other places for people to leave their cars on a Sunday.
Oh, I don't know, Kenton.
What don't you know?
Well, it ain't like it was at Easter. People are, they're grown down by it all. Battles with builders and insurance companies and...
All the more reason for a bit of communal jollity.
Well, no one's got the energy to organise it.
But it's what people need.
Yeah, what they need.
Bit of hoopla, coconut shies.
Yeah, what people need...
Dunk the vicar.
Is to be back in their houses with dry floors and working electrics.
Oh, come on, Jolene, we can't let this go.
And up to us, is it?
No, but we need the fate. That Sunday is always one of our best days of the year. And if we are ever going to pay off what we owe, we can't afford to let it go.
We can't organise the thing, Kenton. Not all the stalls and the teas and the kids' activities.
Can I have a lager shandy and a white wine spritzer, please?
Yeah.
Fallon. No.
What?
You're up for the fate, aren't you?
But someone just told me that it was cancelled.
Well, we are going to uncancel it.
Are we?
Yeah. You can do your pop-up tea tent, can't you?
WI do the teas.
In the village hall.
Yeah, well, that's not on, is it? So you do the teas and get Emma to do the cake stall.
Well, no, I need her to help with the teas.
Well, OK, Helen or Nick Grundy, whoever. If the Lindesnells of this world aren't in the mood, we'll get some young farmers on board. Tom can do Guess the Weight of the Pig. And young Johnny, surely he'd be up for something.
And there's always Eddie with his ferrets.
Of course, ferret racing. And Jazza on the bagpipes.
Oh, no, spare us that.
Well, Scottish dancing then, whatever. And what about Harrison?
Yeah, he might be able to think of something.
Great. And surely Carol Tregoran can put a fancy scarf on her head and do a bit of fortune telling?
Yeah, I think she can do tarot cards, actually.
Yeah, well, there you go, you see? 5 minutes thinking outside the box and we've practically got a team in place. The Save the Ambridge Fate campaign starts right here.
No, I'm not sure about this one. He'd better have another week or two.
It's your lucky day, sunshine.
Yes, you're next. Come on. In you come. Ah, now, that's more like it. Some nice chunky chops on this one.
Oh, sorry, old chap, but it was a nice life, wasn't it?
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
It's just such a relief to be outside doing some proper farming again. Oh, instead of hunched over my desk trying to revise.
All over now.
Yes, and it is such bliss knowing I'll never have to take another exam, ever. Oh, I really feel as though a great weight has been lifted.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, was I that much of a pain?
No. Hey! Yeah, this one can go for the chop.
Okay. Oh, I know I got pretty ratty towards the end of the exams.
No, I was the one who was ratty. With your mum away and having to do morning milking every day.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, don't apologise. Just so great to have you doing it now. Not having to get up at the crack of dawn every day. I feel so much better. Hey! Nah. No, it needs a bit longer, this one.
Okay. Have you had a chance to look at the milk figures?
Not yet, no. So knackered last week.
I think you may be in for a pleasant surprise.
What, you think your magic touch has improved the yield?
It's not down to me. Since the cows have been out. I mean, the yield was way down off the flood, wasn't it?
Inevitably.
And I thought...
Whoa. No, you are distinctly skinny.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you know, I thought it would take a really long time for them to get back to normal, but I reckon we're there.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, you could easily miss it. They're at the end of their lactation.
Yeah, we'll be drying them off soon.
But if you check against the lactation curve for this time last year, we're pretty close.
Oh, great. Oh, Ruth will be pleased.
Yeah. Nice to give her some good news for her birthday.
Yeah. Okie dokie. Mr. Last One, and you are good and meaty.
Right. Oh. What time are you setting off tomorrow?
After breakfast.
And you'll be home on Wednesday?
I'll try and make it back by about lunchtime.
Well, no panic. I can hold the fort.
I know you can. Now, the lorry will be here about 5:30.
I'll get this locked down the yard then, shall I?
Elizabeth.
Hello.
Oh, how nice to see you.
I'm just on my way over to Brookfield.
Oh, yes, it's Ruth's birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
And David's driving up to Prudder.
Is he?
I've got a little present for her, so I was just going to drop it off with him.
Oh, you can take mine as well. Save me a journey.
Okay.
You've got time for coffee?
Oh, that would be lovely.
Right. Oh, my goodness, we're popular this morning. Excuse me.
So, how are you, Auntie Chris?
Oh, I'm all right.
I was so sorry to hear about Woodbine Cottage.
Oh, don't remind me.
Well, Sheila told me how horrible it was for you, finding it like that.
Oh, I'm sure it'll all be fine in the end.
Yeah, I hope so.
And Shula's been marvellous, of course.
Well, she's enjoying having you here.
Oh, maybe. But I do rather feel I've outstayed my welcome.
Nonsense.
Oh, I never imagined I'd be here for so long.
She's only too happy to have you. She's always saying how great it is to have someone to help with the cooking.
Oh, I try to do my bit, but... Well, I know Alistair will be glad to see the back of me.
Why? What's he said?
Oh, no, he hasn't said anything, but he seems terribly on edge all the time and gets rather irritable with Shula.
Does he?
Hmm. Can't seem to relax and always finds an excuse to go out.
Well, don't you think... Well, I mean, isn't that more to do with Jim being here than with you?
What do you mean?
He and Alistair have always had a rather sticky relationship, haven't they?
I thought they were getting on better these days.
Well, yes, but... I don't know, being under the same roof, it's bound to, you know, stir up old quarrels.
Look who's here.
Hello.
Oh, Peggy, how lovely to see you.
Hello, Auntie Peggy.
Here, come and sit down.
How did you get here? You surely didn't walk.
Good heavens, no. Tom gave me a lift. I'm not sure how I'm going to get home again.
Oh, well, I can drop you off.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Elizabeth, will you come and give me a hand with the coffee?
Yeah, okay.
Shula's being discreet. I wanted a word with Chris.
With me?
Right.
We'll leave you to it.
Don't look so worried. It's just that I was very struck by what you said about your house and how you couldn't bear the thought of going back there.
Oh, just ignore me. I was upset about the looting and everything.
Of course you were. But it goes deeper than that, doesn't it? I saw you looking round the laurels, remember?
Oh, that.
As if living in a care home might be preferable to your own house, because at least you wouldn't be alone.
Well, yes, that was my thinking, but...
Even though you're hale and hearty and very well able to care for yourself.
I know.
And you did say that even before the flood, you often felt lonely at home on your own.
But that's inevitable at our time of life, isn't it? I'm sure you must feel the same sometimes.
Yes, I do. And that's what made me wonder, well, if you're not happy about going back to Woodbine Cottage, how would you feel about moving in with me?
No fate.
Oh, did Mum not tell you?
No.
Oh, they're improving the drains, and they've got to dig up part of the green.
I can't remember a year when there wasn't an Ambridge fate.
No, neither can I.
Oh, I have to say, the green is still looking pretty sad, even without being dug up.
Yes.
Usually at this time of year, all the front gardens are full of roses just coming into bloom.
And... Yes. They did think about trying to hold it somewhere else, but I get the impression that, well, there's a bit of post-flood fatigue setting in.
I'm not surprised.
Mm. And even Linda, who usually insists the show must go on, even she agreed in the end that it made sense to cancel.
Well, if anyone should be suffering from post-flood fatigue, it's her.
Yes.
And it doesn't look as if there's much happening with Ambridge Hall.
Oh, and she's so cut up about the loss of our lovely Scruff. So was Dan, come to that. Though, don't tell him I said so.
Well, he was Dan's dog for a long time.
Yes, he was. Anyway, coffee's ready. Could you take the tray?
Yeah, okay.
I'll bring the biscuits.
No, really, Peggy. It's so very kind of you to offer, but I couldn't possibly...
Why ever not?
Well, I'm feeling guilty enough about imposing on Shula for so long.
I don't want to impose on you.
You wouldn't be imposing.
But you're so used to having your own space.
I'm not used to it at all. I've been rattling around in that house ever since Jack went to the Laurels.
Oh, it really is very kind of you, Peggy.
You keep saying that, but honestly, you'd be doing me a favour. I get pretty lonely myself sometimes, you know.
Coffee's ready. Can we come in?
Oh, yes, of course, Shula.
We're not interrupting?
No.
Where shall I put the tray? Oh, on the coffee table, please.
I was hoping I could persuade Chris to come and live at the lodge with me.
Oh, what a wonderful idea.
Do you think so?
Absolutely. Have you said yes?
No.
Oh.
Not yet.
But you might.
Possibly. I need to think about it. I don't want to be...
To be dependent on other people.
To be a burden.
Oh, you're the very opposite of a burden. It's like having a live-in housekeeper having you here.
And I'm not asking you out of pity. My motives are entirely selfish.
But it is a big decision.
Yes, it is.
So you take your time, Auntie Chris. Sleep on it.
Yes, I'll do that. And maybe in the morning things will fall into place.
Not too late, am I?
What for?
Lunch.
No, no.
Where's Gran?
She said she had to look at the bees. Oh, better lay the table, I suppose.
I bumped into Toby Fairbrother in the village.
Oh, yeah.
What's so funny?
Well, I was just remembering that picture in the Echo.
Oh, Dad.
Of him leaping into the Aldridge's pool.
Oh, he's not still going on about that.
Sorry.
No, but he told me they missed out on the tenancy of Pear Tree Farm.
Oh.
Yeah, someone else apparently offered £180 an acre.
Wow.
Yeah, can you believe it?
Sounds a heck of a lot. Mm. But, well, that's the way agricultural land is going, isn't it?
Yeah. Poor Toby was massively disappointed.
Well, you're not going to make much profit out of ducks and geese if you've got to shell out that sort of money.
Well, I said I'll ask around. I mean, sometimes farmers are prepared to rent out a few fields, aren't they? For the right enterprise.
Has been known.
I don't suppose... might we be in a position to rent out 50 acres or so?
Not really, no. I mean... Well, it's not that I'm against it in principle, but while we've still got the prospect of this road hanging over us...
Oh, yes.
We can't really contemplate reducing our usable acreage anymore.
Oh, well. Just a thought.
Oh. Hello?
Hey, can I come in?
Oh, hello.
How are
you? You here for lunch?
No. I meant to get here earlier, but I just called in on Shula and ended up giving Auntie Peggy a lift.
Oh, yes.
Long story. But... I wanted to give you a couple of things for Ruth.
Oh.
Only I know you're driving up tomorrow. That's from me, and this one's from Shula.
Oh, okay.
And there are some cards here somewhere.
Thanks.
And give her our love, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
So, any news?
Not really. Heather's much the same, so we've no idea how long Ruth will have to stay up there.
Are you managing all right without her?
Well, for the time being. Until Pip takes off for pastures new.
Oh, I heard about the job. That is seriously impressive.
Thanks.
Well, it only seems like yesterday you were waiting tables for me at Lower Loxley. Well, I always knew you'd do well.
Oh, more than I did.
She's a clever girl, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Well done. Oh, one other thing, David.
Huh?
Well, Shula tells me the fate's been cancelled.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a real shame, isn't it?
I didn't think you were a fan of the fete.
Hey, it's an Ambridge institution. It's a bit like Christmas and Easter. It rolls around every year without fail.
I wouldn't mind betting they still had a village fete during the war.
You reckon?
Anyway, well, I just had a thought as I was driving here. You see, well, because we're not doing Loxfest this year, we've actually got a couple of Sundays free, so maybe we could host the fete.
Oh, you can't have the Ambridge fete at Lower Loxley.
I know it sounds like a bit of a contradiction, but... Well, special circumstances, just for this year, to keep the tradition alive?
I think it's a brilliant idea.
Do you?
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, you're right. I mean, I understand why people felt they had to cancel, but it did feel a teeny bit defeatist. So why not?
A change of venue might give it a whole new lease of life.
Well, Mum's on the committee, so let's see what she has to say.
Neil's never really been one for blue cheese, but even so... It was quite strong.
Roquefort. It's what it said in the recipe.
Well, if you made them with ordinary cheese, maybe.
I'm sorry you didn't like the prawn one.
Well, no, it wasn't the prawn so much. I've just never really seen the point of avocado.
Oh, Wade.
The egg mayonnaise was nice, though.
Oh, Kira didn't think so.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Must have had a bit of pepper on it or something.
Emma's right, though. I should forget the crackers and go with the bruschetta-style toast.
I'm sure that Mike and Vicky would be happy with crisps and nuts.
No, Ed, I want to make this special. And Vicky, she appreciates a bit of sophistication, even if you don't.
OK.
So I'll have another practice with the canapés tonight. Oh, Lord, look at the time. I should be back at Bridge Farm.
Well, you get off. I'll finish loading the dishwasher.
Well, don't you have to be back at work?
Not till 8:30. Tom's coming over to Grange Farm to help me bale up the silage.
Oh, that's nice of him. Right, thanks then, Ed. I'll see you later.
Don't come too close, Chris.
Well, don't worry, I won't.
I'm just giving the bees a bit of a top-up.
A top-up?
Syrup. This is what we call the June gap. When all the spring flowers have gone over...
We lost so many of the spring flowers to the flood.
Yes. And summer has yet to get properly into bloom.
So there's not much nectar about.
Exactly. Whew. There. If you're not careful, your colony can starve. Or sometimes, if it's swarmed, there just aren't enough flying bees to replenish the stores. But my hives still look pretty well populated.
Good.
So, fingers crossed, I should get a good crop. Anyway, what brings you over this way?
Well, I want a bit of advice, actually.
Well, let me get this suit off and we'll have a cup of tea.
Aren't you supposed to be over at Grange Farm?
I'm just on my way.
Ed said you were helping him with his silage.
Now, one of the casuals had an accident this morning.
Oh, no.
Tripped over a tree root and sprained his wrist. Oh. So he couldn't cope with the carrot weeder and I had to take over.
Oh, as if you haven't got enough on your plate.
So I've just been grabbing a sandwich.
Oh, well, that's not going to keep you going for very long.
I've got a packet of biscuits in the tractor.
You'll be glad when your dad gets back.
I don't think he's going to be volunteering for jobs like carrot weeding.
No, probably not.
Or planting leeks. Johnny is a godsend at the moment.
Oh, yeah. He's a live wire, isn't he? Never seems to run out of energy.
How are you coping without Mum?
Oh, fine. Carrie and me, we know what we're doing. Well, we should do after all these years. And Ellen's helping out whenever she can.
Afternoon.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Kenton.
Just need a couple of things from the shop. Glad I've seen you, Tom. Could you lend us a pig?
Hmm?
What? For the fete?
But...
That's how I met Neil.
What?
I won a pig at the fete.
Oh. But hasn't the fete been cancelled?
I know there's a rumour going about.
No, it's definitely off. I heard it from the horse's mouth.
Which particular horse?
Jim. He's in the shop.
Well, Jim obviously hasn't heard the good news.
Oh, he's on the committee. And he said the council's going to be digging up the green.
We can't let a bit of earth moving stand in the way of a great Ambridge tradition. You say he's in the shop?
Yeah.
Brilliant. I can tell him the committee has been overruled. There will be a fete this summer. Oh, and Tom, I'll get back to you about that pig.
11:00 just after breakfast and got there in time for a late lunch.
And how is Ruth?
Obviously delighted to see him. And she phoned to say thank you for all the cards and presents we sent up for her. And David's taking her out for dinner tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
But I think she's finding it heavy going.
I bet she is. Being up there all on her own, away from the family and with her mum so poorly. How is Heather?
Still in hospital.
But getting better?
Well, Ruth says her speech is a bit better, but she's still got weakness all down her left side.
Is she having physiotherapy?
She is. She was very unsteady on her feet before this happened. And Heather keeps talking about when I get home. But Ruth thinks she'll never be able to cope on her own again.
Oh, dear.
So she started looking into care homes. But she doesn't have the heart to tell Heather. Help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, thanks. Oh, if only she'd come down here and they could find a room for her at the Laurels.
Mm.
Actually, that's... what I wanted to talk to you about.
The Laurels?
No, that was a bad idea. I was just... you know, rather down after seeing all that mess at Woodbine Cottage.
You're not ready for a care home?
No. And Peggy's come up with a suggestion, but, Jill, I do worry that she's just taking pity on me.
Why, what she said?
She's invited me to move in with her.
Chris, what a wonderful idea.
Do you think so?
Don't you?
Well, I'm just not sure if... Well, if she really means it.
Of course she does. She wouldn't ask you otherwise.
But it'd be such an invasion of her privacy.
No, it wouldn't. She feels much the same as you do.
In what way?
Lonely. She's been really struggling since Jack's death.
Has she?
Don't you remember how dreadfully upset she was when the cat died?
Well, yes. Yes, you're right.
So honestly, you'll be doing her a good turn.
You really think so?
Yes, I do. Why don't you go round and have a look? Remind yourself what a lovely house it is.
Hmm. It is nice, isn't it?
And just imagine yourself living there.
Cup of tea?
What?
You ready for a cup of tea?
Oh, please. Oh, I'm parched. Brought the biscuits, but not the drink.
Oh, well, you won't be wanting one of Emma's brownies, then.
No, I wouldn't say that.
That's a brilliant bit of kit, that bale wrapper.
Good, isn't it? We'll have this lot finished in a couple of hours.
What do you reckon to the silage?
Looks great. You should be really pleased with it.
Yeah, the grass has come in just right. There you go, there's your tea.
Oh, thanks. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it should keep my beef cattle going through the winter when I get them.
What sort of beasts are you going for?
Heavy stores. Hmm? I want to finish them on silage or on pasture next year. There you go, have a brownie.
Oh, thanks.
Now, I don't want to tie my money up for too long, so nothing too young.
Mmm, this is good.
Yep, she bakes a mean brownie, does Emma? So how's that new bull of yours shaping up?
Okay, seems a placid sort of beast. Mm. Wanders gently round the pasture, stuffing his face. Mind you, that's what we thought about Otto.
You haven't put him in with the cows yet, then?
No, I'm saving that for when Dad gets back from his holiday.
He's all right, is he? With the new bull?
Yeah, he's fine.
If it was me, I'd be steering well clear. That's not a day that I'm going to forget in a hurry.
I'm sure. But Dad seems to have put all that behind him. Oh, that's better.
Do you want to top up?
If you can spare it.
And you got to come down to the bull tonight. Let me buy you a pint.
What for?
Helping me with this.
It takes no time at all when you've got all the kit.
Well, what did you think of the bedroom?
Oh, it's a beautiful room, Peggy. So light and airy.
And it's big enough for you to have a small table and an armchair. So when you've had enough of me...
Oh, that's not going to happen.
You want a bit of time on your own, you can retire upstairs.
Oh, but I can imagine myself sitting by the window with that lovely view over the garden.
It is nice, isn't it? Now, this tea should be ready soon. And I've been looking forward all afternoon to one of your lovely scones.
There's just one thing that worries me, Peggy.
Oh, what?
And I hate to bring this up, but... Well, we're both of us getting on a bit, and... What would happen if, heaven forfend, you were to fall ill?
Or indeed die. Let's not beat about the bush.
Oh, I suspect I'm going to fall off the perch long before you do.
We'll draw up a proper agreement that will cover every eventuality, so we both know exactly where we stand. And it's not such an odd arrangement, is it?
It was quite commonplace when we were young.
Yes. All those maiden aunts and widows from the First World War living together...
Oh, Bill, what are you after?
He just wants a bit of attention.
Do you want to come and sit on my lap? All right, then. Up you come.
Well, you've got Bill's seal of approval.
In that case...
You'll say yes?
Yes. Thank you, Peggy. I can think of nothing I'd like better than to come and live here with you.
Oh, cheers, Ed. This is kind of you.
Glad to get out of the house, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah?
Susan's laying on this farewell party for the Tuckers.
Oh, yes, I know.
Oh, you come in?
Probably.
Anyway, she's doing these fancy snacks, and she's been experimenting on us all week.
Oh, dear.
They've been seriously weird, some of them. So this evening, she's roped Emma in to give her a hand.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Sorry to interrupt. I just wondered if you'd heard from your mum and dad, Tom.
Oh, yes, we've had a steady stream of emails.
Can't imagine them on a cruise.
Well, they're not cruising anymore. In the latest photo, they're lounging on a Croatian beach, sipping cocktails with umbrellas in them.
How exotic.
Well, they seem to be enjoying it.
Good.
Ed, you left your change on the bar.
Oh, cheers.
Hello, Mum.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I've come to bring you some good news, actually.
Oh, I could do with some of that.
You've heard about the fete being cancelled.
Yeah, yeah, whose bright idea was that?
It's a real shame. It's one of those Sunday afternoons that keeps the kids amused.
The green's going to be dug up.
Yeah, so I heard. I don't think that's any reason to cancel, so I've already set to work on my Save the Ambridge Fete campaign.
You don't have to do that, darling.
Yes, I do.
Because it's already been saved. That's what I came to tell you. Elizabeth said we can have it at Lower Loxley.
Oh,
what?
That's nice of her.
No, no, it isn't. It's the Ambridge Fete, for heaven's sake. You can't just transplant it somewhere else.
But we can't have it here.
Well, who says we can't?
What if the green's being dug up?
Yeah, not all of it. Probably only a tiny corner. We can fence a bit off.
No, the committee decided...
I am on the committee, Mum. I just missed the meeting.
Kenton?
And nobody thought to consult me or Jolene.
Well, no, because...
You know what a struggle it has been for us to keep going since the flood.
Yes, darling.
And we absolutely rely on things like the Fete that bring visitors in. And now everybody has just decided on a whim to call the whole thing off.
It's not going to be called off now.
No, because it's going to be at bloody Lower Loxley.
So you'll be able to do the beer tent like you always do.
No, Mum, we won't. We don't have the staff, remember?
Kenton.
We absolutely depend on the extra trade we get in the pub on days like that. And the village will be like a ghost town. We won't even get our normal custom.
I'm so sorry.
So that's an entire Sunday's taking up the spout.
Well, there must be some way...
And there was me thinking that it was just David who was intent on ruining me.
What?
Now I find my mother and sister have joined the conspiracy.
Conspiracy?
So, thanks a bunch, Mum. If the ball goes up the Swanee, it'll be all your fault.
Is Mum around?
Oh, I think she said she was going over to see your gran this morning.
Oh.
Anything I can help with?
No. I need to talk to them both, really, Mum and Dad. But after what happened on Friday...
Oh, don't beat yourself up about that, darling. Sounds as if it was hilarious.
Well, Dad didn't think so.
That's what's so funny. Seeing your father literally purple with rage. He matched the swimming
pool. Oh, don't.
But over something so trivial. Look, have a cup of coffee.
No. No, caffeine is not the answer.
I have to disagree with you there, darling. It's the only thing that makes mornings remotely bearable.
I'm just going into... Oh, what are you doing here?
I was just hoping to see Mum.
Shouldn't you be in college?
No, not this morning. You see, I had a bit of a run-in with my tutor.
Oh, not again.
The thing is, Dad...
He doesn't understand you. Yes, I know. I've heard it all before. Perhaps if you knuckled down and got on with your coursework, you'd find him a bit more sympathetic.
It's not going to happen.
We all have to deal with people we don't get on with, Kate. I'm just on my way to see my accountant, who is, frankly, a complete pain in the neck. But he's a necessary pain. Just like your course tutor. Anyway, I must be off. Bye, Lillian.
See you. Oh, what am I going to do?
Come on now, darling. It's not the end of the world.
I'm not so sure.
What do you mean?
Well, it's a bit late for Dad to be nagging me about my tutor. I've told him to stuff his course.
What?
I couldn't take it anymore, Auntie Lillian. It just wasn't what I signed up for. And this tutor, oh, he simply refused to see where I was coming from.
So you walked?
Yeah.
And any chance that they'll take you back?
No.
You sure?
Yeah. Bridge is completely burnt.
Oh.
And I can't not tell Mum and Dad. I mean, that was my whole reason for being here, really.
Yes. Best get it over with, then.
I don't suppose there's any chance that you could.
What?
Tell them for me.
No, darling. Not a good idea. You need to do it yourself.
Is
should be wearing a face mask.
I wasn't expecting you back for ages, yeah?
Oh, what? And when the cat's away, you ignore basic health and safety, do you?
Oh, shut up. No, anyway, how did you get on? How's Mum? Did she have a nice birthday?
Well, she spent most of it wishing she was at home.
Oh.
But she was really pleased with the book.
And she hadn't read it?
No.
Great. How's Granny Heather?
Well, Mum says she's better than she was, but she looks dreadful.
Oh, so she's still in hospital?
Yeah, and will be for some time yet.
Mm. And when's Mum coming back?
Not any time soon, I'm afraid. She just doesn't feel she can leave her at the moment.
Oh, she's going to get so bored. With no cows to look after.
Yeah. Anyway, how's things this end? Everything okay?
Well, have you seen Gran?
No, I haven't even been indoors yet.
Well, a word of warning. She's a bit low.
Why, what's happened?
Uncle Kenton.
Oh, no. What's he done now?
Well, you know Auntie Elizabeth said we could have the fete at Lower Loxley?
Yes.
And we said, yeah. Brilliant, that's a great idea. Well, it turns out Uncle Kenton was planning to have it in Ambridge anyway.
But the committee decided...
No, I know, but of course it brings in a lot of trade for the Bull. And when Uncle Kenton heard we'd all agreed it should go to Lower Loxley, he accused us of conspiring together to ruin his business. Yeah, said it to Gran. To her face.
No. What? Is she very upset?
What do you think?
Well, rather her than me.
What do you mean?
I wouldn't fancy sharing a house with Peggy.
Well, nobody's asking you to.
She's very set in her ways.
Well, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, Christine's up for it.
It's a weight off my mind, to be honest, knowing there'll be somebody else in the house to keep an eye on Mum. Now then, do you want some more pie?
No, that'll do me, thanks.
OK, I'll make some coffee then.
Can I come in?
Oh, it's you again.
Hello, darling.
Interrupting your lunch, am I?
No, we've just finished.
I need to talk to you both.
What about?
Could you come and sit down, Mum?
Oh, yes, all right.
I know this is going to come as a bit of a shock.
Oh, no, what have you done now?
Oh, shush, Brian.
Please hear me out.
What is it, darling? What's happened?
Well, as you know, I've been having problems with a tutor at university. Oh. I've found him dogmatic and, well, rather narrow-minded, if I'm honest. And I did try, honestly, I tried really hard to work with him and overcome his antipathy to my ideas, but...
Don't tell me you've been thrown off the course.
No, Dad.
Oh.
I left of my own accord.
You've left?
I had no choice, Mum. I felt I was just banging my head up against a brick wall.
I don't believe this. You applied to do this course knowing damn well what you were signing up for.
No, I thought I did, but this tutor...
No, Kate, you can't blame anyone else. You signed up thinking it was going to be a doddle, that you could pretend to be 20 again and go partying every other night.
That's really not very fair,
and
Dad.
And get by without doing any work.
Hang on, I worked really hard.
I don't know what your definition of hard work is, Kate, but I haven't seen any evidence of it. I despair of you, I really do.
Well, don't say that, Brian.
You're pushing 40. Look, it's time you got a grip. Stop behaving like an overgrown teenager.
It's not my fault.
No, nothing ever is your fault, is it? But you can't hold anything down, can you? Not a job, not a course, not a relationship. But it's never your fault. Oh, no, there's always someone else to blame, isn't there? What sort of example do you think you're setting Phoebe? Eh? No wonder the poor girl wants nothing more to do with you.
She didn't say that.
Just take a good look at yourself, Kate. Be a bit honest for once and grow up. And it's no good you turning on the waterworks. You've tried my patience long enough and that's it. You're on your own. Oh, if anyone wants me, I'll be in the office.
Oh, dear. I knew he'd be cross, but... I didn't think... That is so unfair.
No, I'm afraid it is fair, darling.
What?
Well, you know I love you, and I'll always support you, but Dad is right. We've cushioned every blow for you.
But you've got to learn to take responsibility for your own life and start behaving like an adult.
Right. OK, if that's how you feel, I'll get out of your hair.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just going to take the cows back out.
I'll come with you.
OK. Come on then, you lot. Let's get you back out to that lovely pasture. How's Gran?
She's gone to have tea with Carol.
Well, if anyone can cheer her up, Carol will.
Hope so. Milking okay?
Yeah, fine.
Well, you'll be pleased to know that you were right.
About what?
I've just had a look at last year's milk figures, and we're right back up to where we were.
Oh, great.
Pretty good going, eh? So soon after the flood?
Well, it's the paddocks.
Yep. They'd have had to stay inside a heck of a lot longer otherwise.
Yeah, and what would we have fed them on with the silage all ruined?
Well, we'd have had to buy in whatever was going. As it is, our costs are up.
Yeah, I noticed.
But with the paddocks, they were back outside within a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Mum and I got something right, didn't we?
Yes, yes, okay.
Going down the extended grazing route.
Stop fishing for compliments.
Actually, it's not just the pasture.
What?
The yield took a distinct upward turn when you took over the milking.
Oh, I don't believe that for a moment.
It's true. You have the magic touch. I always said so.
Right, are you telling me the cows don't like you?
No, not as much as they like you and Mum, anyway. And Eddie, to be fair. Although, in my defence, I have been utterly knackered these past couple of weeks.
Oh, come on, old girl, out you come.
When are you starting this new job again?
I told you. August.
All on your own?
Yeah, Brian's gone out.
Ah, good.
Oh, I'm sorry. He did go on a bit at supper.
Just a bit. Can I have a glass of that wine, or are you planning on drinking it all yourself?
Help yourself.
So, nothing on telly?
Oh, nothing of any interest. I was trying to read, but I just can't concentrate.
He'll get over it, Jenny.
Well, I'm not so sure. I think he's determined to wash his hands of Kate once and for all.
He'll come round. I mean, it's not the end of the world, is it? Her dropping out of university?
Well, it's not just that, though, is it?
I know, I know.
It's been one thing after another ever since she's got back. Oh, she's been so insensitive with Phoebe and confrontational with Roy. And now the swimming pool and the fire alarms. And this was just the final straw.
Not brilliant timing. If you could just have hung on for a week or two.
She never used to be like this. I mean, I know she was always a bit wild when she was young.
She was a nightmare, Jenny.
Well, for a while, yes. But when she married Lucas, she calmed down. And I thought, at last, that's what she needs, a good man to keep her in check.
And she was on the other side of the world.
What do you mean?
Much easier to deal with at a distance. I think that's generally true of grown-up children.
No.
When you're not getting a close-up view of their foibles and their rows and their dodgy relationships.
No, no, I'd much rather have them all here. And, well, Adam and Debbie and Alice, they're all so sensible and level-headed.
Yes, yes, they are.
I keep asking myself, what did we do differently with Kate? Where did we go wrong, Lillian? Where did we go wrong?
Morning, Susan.
Brenda!
Peter! Oh, hello, love.
When did you get here?
Late last night.
Oh, your dad said you were coming.
Well, it's a big moment, isn't it? Oh. Dad saying goodbye to Ambridge.
Yeah, we're so going to miss him. We really are.
I'm sure.
And Vicar.
Yeah. So this is good.
What?
The shop. Oh. The post office.
Well, it's not completely ideal. I still use the other end of the shed to pack the veg.
But it's here. It's up and running. Mm.
Anyway, are you looking forward to the party tonight?
Of course. Cocktails, eh?
And I'll try and grab Jazzer before he disappears and get the arcs moved.
Oh, okay, thanks. That'd be brilliant. I got a bit behind yesterday, what with one thing and another.
Mm-hmm. Bye. See you this evening.
Oh, look who it is.
Hello, Neil. Hi, Tom.
Hello.
What brings you here?
I couldn't miss Dad's farewell party.
No, I meant to Bridge Farm.
Oh, I'm just having a look round the village. Haven't been back since the flood.
Oh, still a way to go till things are back to normal.
Yeah. But I see the Bull's open.
Oh, yes.
And you've got a shop and the post office.
Well, life goes on. Anyway, you must excuse me, Brenda.
Oh, yeah, you carry on.
I'll see you tonight.
Yeah, bye. How are you, Tom?
Fine. Yeah, everything's fine.
How's your dad?
Good. Practically back to his old self.
Oh, that's amazing.
Still doesn't find it that easy getting around, but, you know...
And they've been on a cruise, I hear. Him and your mum?
Yeah.
That sounds so unlike them.
That's what everyone says. And they're really enjoying themselves anyway.
Good. And what about you?
What about me?
Well, I haven't seen you since.
Since I failed to get married and had to flee the country.
I heard all about it.
Yeah, I bet you did.
Roy rang me when you disappeared, wondering if I knew what had happened to you.
Yeah. Well, then I went to Canada.
Yeah.
Probably still be there if it hadn't been for Dad's accident.
Was it awful coming back?
Yeah. Well, I mean, mainly because Dad was in such a bad way, but also, you know, having to see everyone knowing what they thought of me.
Have you seen Kirsty?
No. Although she did get in touch with Mum when Dad had the accident.
Did she?
Yeah. And she came to see Mum after the flood, when she realised how badly Ambridge had been hit.
Well, that was nice of her.
Yeah.
So, will I see you tonight?
Tonight?
Dad's leaving party.
Oh, probably. I did say I'd go, but...
I'm sure Roy would appreciate you being there.
Well, maybe.
I haven't seen him yet, but he's told me how kind you've been since Paley left.
Well, I do sort of know how it feels when you, you know... totally screw up a good relationship. I've managed it more than once, haven't I?
No, not like that.
Like what?
Like you wrap the tissue all the way round and then you stuff the excess inside.
I don't know why we can't leave this to the removal man.
Because I don't want my best china to end up in bits.
Well, I'm sure they're much handier with the tissue paper than I am, and heaven knows we're paying them enough.
Oh, my, give it to me.
Huh?
You do the everyday stuff.
Oh, okay.
Right, we'll put this box in the back of the car. I don't trust the removers not to park a sofa on top of it.
Why are you so suspicious of them?
Well, one of the girls at the practice had the spout snapped off her grandmother's teapot.
Oh, dear.
Ooh.
Oh.
Can I come in?
Oh, hello, Roy.
just mind where you put your feet.
Oh, goodness me. You've been busy.
Oh, you never realise how much stuff there is in a kitchen till you try packing it up.
Right. I would offer you a cup of tea, son, but as you can see... It's...
Oh, no, don't worry. I came around to say hello to Brenda, really.
Oh, well, she's just taken Beth out for a walk.
Oh.
I'm sorry you've missed her. She's knocked on your door a couple of times.
All right.
But you'll see her at the party tonight?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and Phoebe was wondering if you want her to babysit.
Oh, bless. I should have texted her. Susan says we can take Beth with us and put her in with Kira.
Anyway, Phoebe will want to come to the party, won't she?
Oh, I think she's a bit off parties at the moment.
Neil, all you do is put a drop of Angostura on a sugar lump,
mm-hmm.
a splash of cognac, and top it up with fizz.
Yeah.
Orange, maraschino, Bob's your uncle, a classic champagne cocktail. Oh,
What's wrong with champagne on its own?
Well, nothing, if that's what a person wants. But some people have more sophisticated tastes. Mm. Oh, that'll be them now. I told them to come a few minutes early to get Beth settled upstairs. Mm-hmm. Put the music on there. Put the music on!
Oh, anything you say, dear. Anything you say.
Come on in.
Oh, it makes me want to weep, it really does. I was in the shop this morning and I picked up the paper and I thought, this is the very last time I shall ever read the Borchester Echo.
You're not going to miss the Echo, surely?
Oh, but I shall. And I'm so going to miss the cows.
Oh, but you sold the cows a while back.
No, not our cows, just cows in general. Walking down the lane and seeing them grazing in the fields.
Not a lot of cows in Birmingham.
I know, and it breaks my heart. I've so loved living in Ambridge, and it was everything I wanted when I married Mike. To be a country woman, you know, to join the WI and grow vegetables and bake cakes.
Oh, I think you have to be born to it.
Oh, and I tried so hard. I tried to learn the names of things like the birds and the trees. I could never get the hang of trees. Used to drive Mike nuts.
He loves his trees, does Dad.
We'd be out for a walk and I'd say, is that an oak tree? Oh, and he'd cast his eyes to heaven and say, no, it's a sycamore or whatever, I don't know.
He's going to be tree warden now.
Oh, indeed.
But then along came Beth. Motherhood changes everything, doesn't it? So it's goodbye cows, goodbye trees, whatever you call it. I did try, but I never really got it right. And now I never will.
Oh, you'll come back and visit, though, won't you?
No, it's not the same, though, is it, being a visitor?
Plenty of room at Willow Farm, as long as Roy's there.
Yeah, but it's not like being part of the village.
You know what happened to him?
Roy? Oh, he was here a minute ago.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'll just see if I can find him.
Now, what you need is another champagne cocktail.
Oh, is that wise, do you think?
Oh, it is your last night, Vicky.
Oh, go on then. Twist me arm.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, hi, Brenda.
All on your own?
Oh, just... it's a bit of a bear garden out there, isn't it?
How are you doing?
Oh, okay. How are things with you? How's Adrian?
Yeah, he's fine.
You going to get hitched any time soon?
No, we're quite happy the way we are.
Well, you're looking well.
More than I can say for you. Oh,
I'm all right.
I saw Tom earlier.
I thought he'd be here tonight.
He was a bit unsure.
He's been a really good friend ever since, you know.
Since Hayley walked out.
You don't beat about the bush, do you?
You've not been coping, have you?
Oh, it hasn't been easy. But, well, I've only got myself to blame. I had the perfect life, and I didn't know it. Threw it all away. And look at me now, back behind reception at Grey Gables while Joe and Eddie Grundy run rings round me.
You'll soon get back on your feet.
Yeah, that's what everyone says.
And how's Phoebe?
Oh, Bren.
I guess he could have done without Kate sticking her oar in.
Oh, understatement of the year.
I hear she's dropped out of university.
Who told you that?
Jennifer, just now.
Well, what's she going to do? Go back to South Africa?
No idea. But Jennifer was obviously pretty hacked off about it.
I'm not surprised. Phoebe's told me some stuff about what's been going on there.
Phoebe told you?
Yeah.
So things are getting better with her?
Yeah, a bit.
You surely measure up better as a parent than Kate does.
Marginally. Phoebe'd still rather be with Hayley than either of us.
She'll come round. She's a lovely kid, Roy. A credit to you.
Yeah, well, she'll be going to uni before long. Maybe that'll be it. I'd have lost her for good.
That is not going to happen.
Isn't it?
And how are you going to manage without Dad?
I don't... well, he's got enough on his plate. I don't want him worrying about me.
So you're putting on a brave face?
Yeah. But I'm dreading it. Bren, I really am. And Haley's gone, Abby's gone, and now Dad and Vicky are going. I'll be the only one left.
Can I have a bit of hush, please?
Oh, sounds like it's time for embarrassing speeches.
We better get out there.
Don't look so worried, Mike. Your secrets are safe with me.
What secrets? Are we teasing Victor?
Don't panic, Victor. There ain't no skeletons, I promise you.
Oh, that's a relief.
Anyway, I can't let this moment pass without a little look back over, what is it, Mike, 42 years?
Yeah, about 1973, me and Betty arrived here. Yeah.
Same year as me. I was just a lad starting out on my apprenticeship.
Pretty hopeless you were too.
Yeah, I know. How Mr. Archer put up with me, But you were a proper grown-up with a proper job.
Manager of the dairy unit at Ambridge Farm.
And you were a bit of a firebrand in them days, as I recall. All union rules and up the workers. So quite how it was that you and me became such good friends, I'm really not sure.
No, it's a mystery. Yeah. Really,
particularly given your obsession with country and western music.
Got a thing about Dolly Parton.
And what's wrong with that, eh?
But we've sunk a few points of shires between us over the years. In fact, I'm not sure it wasn't you who bought me my first pint.
So it's all your fault.
But the fact is, we neither of us left. We both settled in Ambridge with our wives and our kids grew up together. Mm-hmm. And yes, there were some hard times, some very hard times. But through them all, whenever I've needed a bit of advice or just someone to have a good old whinge to...
Or some muscle to help build this place.
Ah, indeed. There were times I thought this house would never get finished. But you pitched in, just like you've always done. You've been a good friend to me, Mike. And I can't imagine what life's going to be like without you. But I wish you and Vicky and little Beth every happiness in your new life in the big city.
Yeah, and don't be strangers. You're to come and visit.
So now, would everybody raise their glasses and drink a toast to Mike and Vicky?
Mike and Vicky!
Morning.
Huh?
I brought you a cup of tea.
Is it morning already?
Afraid so. Come on, wake up.
Do I have to?
It's your birthday.
I don't wish to know that.
Oh, am I not even allowed to wish you many happy returns?
Well, all right.
Happy birthday, my darling. Mm.
But you must promise not to mention it again.
Well, I will be at work all day.
No sneaky text messages.
But what about this evening?
Well, we'll be working. And it's Friday night, so we'll be really busy.
You did say we could have a celebratory drink.
I did not mention the word celebratory. There is nothing to celebrate.
Okay.
I'll see if I can spare 10 minutes at some stage of the evening.
Oh, only 10 minutes?
Well, like I said, it's Friday night.
Well, how about now? Could you manage 10 minutes now?
You wicked man.
Bye.
Bye. I hope Vicky will be all right.
You should know the way by now. She's been to the new house often enough.
Yeah, but if Beth decides to kick off... Then...
She'll be fine, Dad. She's got Bugsy Bear and lots of CDs.
Anyway, what's next?
A cup of coffee, I think.
Oh, no, that is a good idea.
I expect the removal men could do with one. They've been at it since the crack of dawn.
Oh, let me get that door for you.
What are you doing here?
Just passing.
You didn't say?
Well, I didn't know I'd be coming this way. It's one of the perks of being a policeman. You never know where your work is going to take you.
You're up to something.
No, I'm not.
What's in that bag?
Never you mind.
Harrison.
It's something for your mum. And do you know what she is?
Something for my mum?
Yeah.
What sort of something?
Mind your own business.
Let me see.
No. Careful, you're going to drop the tray. I'll see you later.
Okay.
Have you spoken to your mum since?
No, I've been keeping my head down.
You can't stay holed up in this cottage forever.
I know.
Someone's got to make the first move.
It's just... Oh, Auntie Lillian, I knew Dad would hit the roof. He made up his mind a long time ago that I'm a useless waste of space.
Oh, he doesn't think that,
so
Kate.
Obviously he was going to give it to me with both barrels, but Mum, I really thought she'd understand. I mean, I didn't want this to happen. I had really high hopes of this course, and when I did the first diploma, it was great. I had this brilliant tutor who was so inspiring and so encouraging, and I sailed through all the coursework, no problem.
But this time you were saddled with this Mr. Mathewson.
Yeah, eternally banging on about facts and statistics and pie charts and graphs. He wanted graphs with everything. While I was trying to talk about the bigger picture, you know, what are we aiming for? What's our long-term objective? What's our vision for the future? But he just didn't get it.
I've known a few men like that.
I've tried to talk to Mum about it, but she took Dad's side.
It's because she blames herself, Kate.
What do you mean, blames herself?
It's what you do, isn't it, darling? You know, when you're a parent and your kids come a cropper over something.
It's not her fault.
No, I know, but it's just...
None of this is her fault.
Well, I felt it sometimes with James, you know, when he's made a hash of things.
If anyone's to blame, it's Lucas.
Lucas?
His wretched family. I mean, I knew a long time ago that the marriage was over, but the way they turned Nolly and Sipo against me...
Darling.
It was really horrible. I was completely in despair, but I knew I had to somehow pick myself up and carry on.
Mm, well, it's the only way.
So I came home with a plan, all worked out, how I'd go back to university and put a life together for me and Phoebe and for Nolly and Sipo's sake in the future. But of course, Roy and Hayley managed to scupper that from the start, and now the university thing's fallen apart. Oh, why does everything I touch turn to dust and ashes?
I know how you feel.
Do you? Do you really?
Of course I do.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about...
Yes, well, I wish I could.
About Matt and everything.
Everything indeed. He cleaned me out, took the lot.
Oh, Lillian. Life's a bitch, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to do?
Well, for a start, we wash our hair.
Oh, no, I really should.
And put on a bit of slap and our best frocks, and we go out and we paint the town red. I'll call for you at 7.
I didn't think to check out here in the garden. Beth usually leaves toys lying around.
It's all right. Huh? I had a quick skirt around before the removal men left.
So... That's it, then?
Yeah. Everything's gone. Except...
What?
Except the things I can't take. But your mum's tree.
Don't worry.
And your ashes.
I'll look after it.
How long are you going to be here?
Let's not think about that now.
It would have broken Betty's heart.
What?
She was over the moon when you married Hayley.
Oh, don't, Dad, please.
No, come on. Let's remember the good times, eh? When we were growing up in this house. And we'd come home from school and Mum would bring home stuff from the shop for tea. The scones or crumpets.
Oh, I don't know. She stuck with me all them years and I think what I put her through.
Well, she loved you, Dad.
She worked her fingers to the bone to keep the family together. Always been worse than useless.
And she loved this house. She was so happy when you managed to buy it.
Yeah. She was, wasn't she? Almost worth losing my eye for that.
Oh, don't say that.
Well, it's true. It was only the compensation I got meant we could afford it. Oh, she was that proud. Us tuckers. As homeowners.
And not just any old home.
No, Willow Farm.
She was an angel, your mum.
Oh, Dad.
No, I didn't deserve her.
You made her happy. And that meant we were all happy. Weren't we, Roy?
Yeah.
And will you just promise me one thing?
What's that, then?
Don't give up on Hayley.
Oh, Dad.
Just keep in touch. Keep strong. Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Time will heal things. I mean, we went through some pretty rocky times, me and your mum. Well, she even walked out on me once.
I remember. We went to live at the Bull.
But has she come back? Because we were meant to be together. Just like you and Hayley.
Come on, Dad. You'd better make a move if you want to avoid the rush hour traffic.
Yeah, yeah. Vicky will be wondering what's happened to me.
But I'll see you next week.
Oh, no, a week after. I'll be popping back pretty regular till the milk round's sold.
And I'll come and visit you in Birmingham.
Yeah, so will I. I'll bring Abby to see you.
Yeah. End of an era, though, isn't it? Three generations of Tuckers have lived here at Willow Farm. And now the stranger's moving in.
Evening, Lillian.
Oh, hello, Harrison. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
You're going to join us for a drink? Kate's just getting some in. You can probably catch her at the bar.
Oh, no, no.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be able to sit outside.
Aye, it is a lovely evening.
And it means I don't have to keep diving out for fag, of course. Mind you, I think we'll be the only ones soon. Where's everyone going?
Ah, well, that's why I came over. I was wondering whether you ladies would be interested in a free film show up in the Flood Bar.
Oh, is that why everyone's heading inside?
Yeah, will you join us?
No, I don't think so, darling. Strictly between ourselves, Kate and I are here to get drunk and set the world to rights.
Okay.
But what's this film show all about?
Well, it's Fallon's birthday, you see, and I've organised a little surprise for her.
Oh, Fallon's birthday?
Yeah.
I didn't realise. I must wish her many happy what's-its.
No, no, no. Please don't do that.
Oh, look, there she is.
She's 30, you see, and she doesn't want anyone to know.
Oh, to be 30. Actually, I'd settle for 50.
Don't say a word, please.
Why is everyone going indoors all of a sudden?
Ah, well...
I can't imagine.
Well, I thought it must have started raining.
Should we join them?
Who?
All the people indoors. It's time I bought you that drink.
Oh, can't we sit out here? It's a shame to waste the sunshine.
I know what you mean, darling.
No. You've got to come inside.
Why?
Well, I've got it all lined up.
What?
Your drink.
Oh, don't tell me you've got Kenton mixing some fancy cocktail. All I want is a bottle of lager.
You can have whatever you want.
What are you laughing at?
Nothing, darling, nothing. Just the gin gone to my head.
Come along.
Well, can I just finish collecting these glasses?
Later. Come on. In. Now.
All right. Come in.
You're up to something, aren't you?
Did anyone ever tell you you have a suspicious mind?
I warned you. No presents. Why is the door of the Flood Bar shut?
Oh, I really can't imagine. Let's open it and see. In you come.
Happy birthday!
You, Harrison!
I know.
Are you lying monkey?
I'm a horrible person, and you can tell me off later, but sit down there, go on, and have a bucket of popcorn, generously prepared by your lovely mum, and a bottle of lager. Are you comfy?
No!
Well, you soon will be, so let's have the lights down and Kenton, if you would be so kind, let it roll.
Chicago, my favourite film.
Good, eh?
How did you know?
I can read your mind.
I just adore this film. I know all the words. Harrison, how did you know?
Remember the last time I drank gin?
I'm a great believer in its healing powers.
How are you feeling now? Yeah, a bit better, definitely.
Told you.
What on earth?
Chicago! How appropriate.
What do you mean?
Oh, you remember the story. Velma and Roxy, a couple of broads on death row, which, let's face it, is about as bad a situation as you can imagine.
Yeah, a lot worse than sitting in a pub garden drinking gin.
Everything looks hopeless. What are they going to do? They need a plan. And that's what you need.
I had a plan.
I know.
And it just all fell apart.
Wrong plan, obviously. You see, you and me, Cade, we're neither of us very good at plodding down the conventional path, doing things the way other people think we should. So you need a different kind of plan. You've got all sorts of talents, darling, and a lot more imagination than most people.
You reckon?
Have a little faith in yourself, Kate. Prove them all wrong. Your mum, your dad, Roy, Phoebe, everyone.
But how am I going to do that?
With a bit of help from your Auntie Lillian. Between us, I reckon we can come up with a plan that will amaze them all.
You can follow The Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.